It's Cam and Danny. It's BFBS, the Forces Station, joined today by former Newport Gwent Dragons and Cardiff Blues player Tom Brown. Morning, Tom.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you very much for coming in. It's nice to have someone in, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, but I'm very intimidated. It's very tall. It's not short.
Very tall, very handsome chap. Yeah. Welcome
too
to
kind,
the show.
Too kind.
Well, that's all right. You're with me. You're amongst good company. Now, you're here today. We wanted to talk to you about something that you currently do after your playing days, but let's get a little bit of background first as to your playing days. Where did you go? Did you start off at the Newport Gwent Dragons, then go Cardiff Blues, or was it the other way round? And is that like a big rivalry going from, let's say, Tottenham to Arsenal or vice versa?
It was the other way round, so was at Blues and went to Dragons.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly as you say. Off the field, everyone gets on really well.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously there is that rivalry, there is that... If you're leaving one club to go to the other, very much a bit of angst between, but understood at the same time because it's about getting game time opportunity. But
yeah,
there'll always be that angst.
So if you'd have gone, let's say, to Harlequins or something like that, it would have been a little bit more acceptable because it's a little bit further up the M4.
Yeah.
And what about your military background? We were just having a little chat before we came on air about your dad and also yourself. You've got quite a story.
So, yeah, my dad was Air Force. That was basically up till I was about 3 years old. He worked in the Air Force in Scotland and locally. I think he did a bit of the Falklands and then moved on to Cathay Pacific to work. And then through my schooling, doing CCF at school and having those experiences, I was lined up for Sandhurst, but that's when my rugby started kicking on.
Priorities.
Yeah, how do I balance it? Obviously, I was looking to go to the army because of the opportunities for rugby and sport.
Yeah.
I love the idea of it. And it was nice because my uncle, who used to be a newsreader for BFBS, mm-hmm. was based out in Hong Kong.
You're
at the same time.
You're proper in the family here.
Yeah.
Hey, LinkedIn, fully LinkedIn.
Yeah. Talk us through rugby tots then, because it is exactly what it says on the tin. They're just wee little babies from like 2.5, isn't it? You take them.
Around two, yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Which is great because that's before they get precocious. It's just a great time.
The precocious out of them.
There you go.
I mean, most of them can barely hold their own head up. Like, what?
So two is a guide age as well. Everyone's two is different. We know that. Everyone develops different rates and we're there to support with that part. But because they're grown-ups, part of the class is with them, it's a great opportunity for them to try it on their own, try and learn what's going on. And obviously for the first 5-6 weeks, that's absolute carnage.
Mm-hmm.
My son's a prime example. We were customers before I took on the franchise, and got that first 6 weeks, I was very much going, he's going, he's going to get it,
yeah.
he's going to get it. And he was definitely not getting it.
No, right.
And so absolute car crash there at times. But it was very much a... right, I can see the brilliance of this. Mm-hmm. He will get it, and let's support him with that journey. Progress isn't linear, and yeah, there were definitely moments I was losing parts. Yeah.
I'm literally picturing a load of two-year-olds in a scrum. That's what I can picture. But joking aside, though, obviously you're also start any sport. It's about discipline as well, and the fact that you're teaching these kids from such a young age,
yeah.
that's amazing. They probably can't even say the word discipline, but it's just, yeah, it's beautiful.
To be fair, they probably can't even say the word rugby. let's be honest.
Wuggers.
At that age, can you spot brilliance? Like, can you go and like nudge your coach or your partner or whoever and go, that kid, future superstar, all-rounder? And by the same token, can you also spot ones that you go, don't waste your money. Send them to football. They look more football-y to me.
No, definitely. The beauty of rugby is it's for everyone. You can see the ones who understand what you're asking of them. So if you're asking them to run over and score the ball in the hoop by pushing it down and squashing the worms or digging a hole with their spade sort of thing, straight away they're cutting a line and they're trying to get there as fast as possible. And the fact they picked up those 2-3 things straight away, you're like, fair play. And then there will be children we're trying to support. Let's get to that point. Let's be that community together.
In that initial training, when you're telling them and you're saying, you know, you need to run there, you need to, have you ever been tempted to go, just run there, go beyond that, get me a beer, run it back, but don't run too, you know, I don't want it fizzed up.
It.
I don't
Do
want
it
fizzed up,
it.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, can I bring Cam to one of these classes? I'll be his adult, because the last time we talked rugby on this show, he was like, that's the one with the hole in one, right?
That's it, that's the one.
This is just brilliant.
A lot of what you do with Rugby Tots is around sort of military bases and a lot of kids from military families come along as well, don't they? Which ones, not the kids specifically, but which bases specifically are you sort of like nearer to?
So the closest ones, Ruislip in particular, is very close to our Ruislip, Harrow and Rickmansworth and Gerald's Cross classes. There's a base in and all around High Wycombe, which is close to our High Wycombe, Beaconsfield and Amersham classes. I'm also responsible for part of Dorset as well, so I've got Blandford Camp down that way and Bovington, and those bases are quite close to where those venues and classes are. And that's something, a driving force for me, is how can we encourage more families and children and people to reach out to their local clubs, connect with them, learn the game confidently and safely, and let's just re-enrich the game, because it's a beautiful game.
And then if people were listening and they look down at their little two-year-old who's currently drawing in crayon on their wall and they're going, well, I need to get them out of here and get them doing something a little bit more constructive and maybe active, what do people look for if that sounds like something that they'd like to get their little treasure into?
Well, they'll be pleased to know that there's colours, shapes and numbers as part of our classes as well. So, our Rugby Tots website, so www.rugbytots.co.uk, and they'll see where the local classes and venues are to them on the weekend specifically, but there are some weekday opportunities as well.
I love the idea of, because I don't think I've ever seen it. I mean, like Danny alluded to, I'm not a massive rugby fan, but certainly in the matches that I have watched, I've never seen anyone in a post-match interview go, well, I was playing since I was two. You know, you just, but that's something that we can hear in the future, hopefully, which would be awesome. Right, it's time for the mental bleep test. If you've never heard this before, you'll pick it up as you go along. It is the 1 to 5. Danny, are you ready?
Oh, you know I am.
Tom, are you ready?
I'll do my best.
Here we go. Okay.
Is this the first mental bleep test we've done with somebody in the studio and not over the phone or anything?
Possibly, yes. So you can't blame
delay. Don't look directly at him. Yeah. Don't
look. Bonus point.
Yeah. Don't look at him. I'm not looking directly at you. I can't. I just can't.
Don't. Okay. Right. I am looking for a sport beginning with N.
Netball.
Oof. Straight in there. Well done, Danny.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Thank
As
you very
we
much.
Move on to something you would find in an office beginning with Y.
Yvette.
I mean, yeah. Do you know an Yvette?
No.
No.
So does that not count? We do have an Yvette here.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we do, don't we?
Yeah,
you would find her in the office.
Well, I mean, to be fair, it depends if she's working from home or not.
That's a very good point as well.
Can you think of anything else beginning with Y?
I had yellow highlighter or yellow post-it notes.
Oh, come on, Cammy.
It counts. Something you clean with beginning with D.
Dishcloth.
Oh, straight in there, Tom. Obviously, I had Dettol or a damp cloth, but dishcloth works 100%. So it's currently Danny 2, Tom 1, as the mental bleep test continues, and we are looking for something you can do at work instead of work, beginning with P.
P.
It's a good point. Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's a good point. Yeah. Why not? I had play games or procrastinate. Right, so it's 2-2 as we look for something you would take on holiday beginning with I.
iPhone.
Oh.
Straight in there.
And I ain't trying to tackle him.
Right, it's Tom 3, Danny 2, as we look for someone you would actively avoid running into, beginning with E.
X.
That's what I had down as well.
Thanks for that, Cammy.
That's all right. I knew if Danny was lagging behind, that one would give her a point.
both got PTSD on this show.
Yep.
Right, it's 3-3, level pegging, all to play for, as we try and find something you would send to a partner, beginning with S.
Screenshot.
Oh,
that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I thought you said slingshot, but you said screenshot.
Screenshot.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Don't ask to look at Tom's screenshots. Right. Obviously, I don't know, maybe I'm just an old romantic. I had Sonnet.
No.
Look at me, yeah. That's right, stop laughing. Scarf or Smirnoff, just to get my points back. We are looking for a TV show beginning with L.
Little Lies.
Lion Guard.
You came in with Little Lies. That is a TV show, isn't it?
Yeah, Nicole Kidman.
And you
sure
were in
is,
there
yeah.
first. And what did you say, Tom?
Lion Guard.
Lion Guard, don't know it. What's that?
Kid show based on The Lion King.
Oh, right.
Why
okay.
did none of us say Line of Duty? Is Line of
Line
Duty
of Duty, yeah. yeah. The one I had down was Love Island, but that's okay.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Of course I did. I know, I'm the kind of guy who sends sonnets. Right, so it's
I don't like this.
Neck and neck.
I don't like this.
And we are at match point. It's four, plays four. As we look for something you can enjoy with a partner beginning with W.
Walk.
Oh!
That's with an L.
Go on, Good Tom! That's our first ever mental bleep test IRL.
I know. We just shook hands as well.
And you just shook hands. That's a nice touch, isn't
yes,
it, at the end of this,
yeah.
to be able to actually shake hands,
I'm
look each other in the eyes.
No, Good I can't game. Look at you, Tom. Good I'm game. Sorry.
And then the only other thing I had, and you can see if you can get some back for pride if you want, Danny, something you look forward to beginning with S.
Sleep.
Okay, I had Saturday or Sunday down. Congratulations, Tom. Tom, thank you so much for coming in. The name of the organisation that Tom works for, which encourages little ones as young as two to get into rugby, is Rugby Tots, if you do want to look that up, and you should be able to find your local one and get your kids enrolled should you want to. Tom Brown, thank you so much for coming in.
Cam, Danny, thank you very, very much for having me. It's been amazing to be on and speak to you both. And yeah.
BFBS, the Forces Station.